From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Well, as the weather turns colder, it might just be a good time to curl up with the one you love and watch a good show. And love is our theme today as we look at a big love story on the big screen and a funny love story on the small screen. Also, we're going to find out the best scary movies to watch on Halloween. So, of course, here for our regular What to Watch segment is our resident movie critic and Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma.
So good to hear your voice. So let's talk about this preview you have of a big love story, but you can only see this on the big screen, right?
Indeed. It's a film that will open in cinemas tomorrow, Friday, and I love this movie. And my sense is that pure love stories may be out of vogue because so many love stories of late are snarky or funny or raunchy or but so this film took me by surprise. Now, I did have rather high expectations for it given who the lead actors are, but it blew me away to the degree that when this film was done, and I had a private screening, but when the film was done, I actually had to go out to the lobby and I had to sit for about 15, 20 minutes and I had a good cry. But I caution the people listening to think that this is a tearjerker because I don't want you to just lump that in to that throwaway category. And I was truly, I was caught unaware because what I was reacting to was this power of this film and in particular, these performances. The leads are Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. Now, Andrew Garfield is already a three-time Oscar nominee. Florence Pugh is already an Oscar nominee for Little Women. We also know her. I think she's coming out in the next big Marvel movie. I think it's Thunderbots. And, of course, we know Andrew Garfield as one of the Spider-Men and Tick, Tick, Boom and all of that. So the name of this movie is We Live in Time. And, Gemma, as you know, I like to take notes when I'm watching a film just so I recall certain scenes or certain emotions, et cetera. And I have a little notebook, like most reporters. And so I pulled out my little notebook last night. And I saw some commonalities, if you will. And here are the words that I repeated, or at least wrote down, more than once. Truth, beauty, sincerity, love beyond belief. And, oh yes, I actually wrote in my book, this is the sexiest movie I've seen in a very long time. Wow. So we have to address this. This is indeed a movie for grown-ups. This is an R-rated movie. And there are a few lovemaking scenes that are some of the most believable moments of intimacy that I've seen in quite some time. And you may have heard about a little bit of press about this movie. Mm-hmm. And again, the film is called We Live in Time, where Andrew Garfield and Miss Pugh have admitted that even they were lost in the moment of filming some of that intimacy. It was filmed on what is called a closed set, which is a very limited number of crew on set. But they admit that they had this built-in chemistry and that they fell deeper and deeper into it every day. And it comes through in this film. So let me tell you a little bit about this. We live in time, and time is the operative word here. Mm-hmm. We think about time in this film because there are we need to look at this film as if it's divided into three. There are three elements of time. One of those elements of time is over a period of several years. A second, it covers a period of about 6 months. And then a third covers one single 24-hour period, a spectacular day, which ends with the birth of their child in the bathroom of a roadside mini-mart, no less. But there are scenes from each of those parts of time that are lapped onto one another, and yet it makes total sense to us because it really gets us to think about what is time? What is time? Time is a gift for all of us. And maybe I was just caught emotional at this moment in my life, but it is the time that we spend with those that we love. And if we have the time to share that love, it's rather extraordinary. So how do these two people meet? Her name is Almut. Florence Pugh plays Almut, a London girl, multi-talented, not shying away from having hopes and ambitions, refusing to be pinned down, by the way. And Andrew Garfield plays Tobias, and he is a data analyst for Weetabix. So he's a bit of a nerd, but he's rather passionate. And one day he's walking across the highway and she literally runs him over.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. She hits him in the highway and we think, oh my gosh, he's dead. So the next scene is him waking up in a wheelchair in a full body cast. And they've moved him out of the bed because they say, well, they needed the bed. And she feels so guilty. She's sitting across the hall from him and he's totally out. And she has fallen asleep in her chair. And in this scene, he's coming out of this daze and she's trying to tell him, oh, I hit you. And he's like, who are you? Do I know you? And she says, well, I'm sorry. And he just kind of says, well, that's okay. Let's listen.
I'm Alma, by the way.
So sorry, but do we know each other?
Oh, yeah, no. Sorry. I ran you over.
Yeah, that's all right, he says.
Yeah. Okay.
So they become friends because Almut sees a wedding ring on Tobias's finger, but little does she know that literally minutes before she ran him over, he had just signed divorce papers. So he hadn't even taken his wedding ring off. So she invites him to the opening of her restaurant. They become friends. He gets to tell her his story. They become lovers. By the way, Tobias is witty and passionate, but he is decidedly reticent given how fresh his divorce is. But that courtship doesn't last long. They are indeed God's gift to one another. I adore this movie, and what I have noticed is that critics are relatively kind to this film, but to the folks who are not in the industry of criticism, they are a lot more passionate about this film, and I think I'm with them. I adore this film. I cannot recommend this film enough. Is it a date movie? Yeah, it's probably the best date movie you'll ever have. But if you're just kind of untethered in life too, I highly recommend this movie. You're not going to find better performances from Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. And by the way, they've given us quite a few great performances already. I think this is the best work they've ever done. It's called We Live in Time. And for our listeners, you may want to find the trailer online that may hook you, but it opens tomorrow. Please see this movie. I highly endorse this film.
Wow. All right. So we're going to stick with the theme of love, George,
yeah,
because you have a preview of a funny love story, and we can actually see this one on the small screen.
Indeed. This is Nobody Wants This. This is on Netflix.
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen or heard of it?
I've seen the whole thing, George.
It's tough not to get sucked in by this. It is a comedy. It is a romantic comedy, and it is in very bite-sizable episodes. I don't think each one is, what, more than 30 minutes, right?
I think they're like 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix. It's an American romantic comedy, and it stars Kristen Bell and Adam Brody, two incredibly good-looking people. But Kristen Bell plays this outspoken podcaster, decidedly agnostic, by the way, and she openly talks about her sex life and dating life. But Adam Brody is a rabbi. A very good-looking, sexy rabbi who she meets at a dinner party one night, and she doesn't think he's the rabbi, so they're flirting away. Well, you know where this is heading, and it is really snappy and funny, But the tension is that he's a rabbi who is up for the head of his congregation. And the bottom line is the congregation is not going to accept the partner, let alone the wife of a rabbi, unless she is Jewish. And so he kind of requires that. And so here's a scene where they have to deal with some of that tension.
You need me to be something that I can't promise that I can be. And if I falter even a little bit, your whole life blows up. That's not fair to you.
You just told me you love me. What are you saying?
I'm saying goodbye.
No, Joanne. No, I don't want to lose you.
You can't have both. And I would never make you choose. Don't come after me, okay?
Now, you know and I know that when she says, don't come after me, you know that he's coming after her. I really enjoyed this. This one, I just burned right through them. I'm right there with you, Gemma. I found this highly entertaining. And Netflix lately has been canceling series left and right. Well, they've renewed this one really quick. It's a hit. And I really enjoyed it.
So you know what I really loved about it too, though, George? Mm-hmm. It wasn't even the two main characters.
Oh,
yeah. It was the supporting cast. I mean, the supporting cast, like her sister.
Played by Justine Loop.
Yes. And then his brother.
Played by Timothy Simmons. Yeah.
And then his sister-in-law.
Yes.
I mean, like I think that too is what made it so good.
Really?
Is it's layered with these other kind of complex characters as well.
It's so funny. It's a whip smart. It's an adult comedy. It's a sexy comedy. But I devoured this. I was really surprised. This is not my jam. Yeah. And I found this really, really entertaining. And I think it's because the writing was so good.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. So let's keep talking about love because you found out my crazy ex-girlfriend is back. I mean, okay, sort of.
Sort of. Okay, so do you remember My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which ran on the CW for a few years, that romantic comedy musical, and it had original songs all written by the amazing Rachel Bloom? Well, Rachel Bloom is back, and she has a new comedy special. It's on Netflix, but this is pretty unique. It just premiered this week, and so it starts with her doing a big production in a theater, and it looks like she's about to do a stand-up act. And there's a heckler in the audience, not unlike a lot of comedy stand-ups, but this heckler has an agenda. Let's listen.
That is not the only tree. So, did someone just say, like, oh God, please don't? Is someone heckling me at my special? Wait, okay, here's the thing. This is terrible, but also this might be really good like TikTok content to promote the special when it comes out. What is your deal?
I'm deaf.
Hi, sorry, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this guy's amplified. I have a whole special to film, so we need to get this guy out of here.
Security,
can we get this guy out of here, please?
Oh, you don't believe me that I'm deaf?
No, sir, I don't believe you're deaf.
You don't want to do this. You really don't want to. Oh, I hate to do this to you, but you're sort of twisting my arm here. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
Oh my God, stop choking them.
Do you believe me that I'm deaf now?
What? Yes, just stop choking our all-female security team.
Okay, I'll stop. Oh, you poor things, get over here. Oh, that hurt me more than it hurt you. It is not your time yet. You hear me? Get out of here. And you, oh, you beautiful creature. Mwah. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
You're actually deaf.
Yeah, I said it so many times.
What are you doing at my special?
Well, he is the Grim Reaper, and he goads Rachel Bloom into talking about a topic that she doesn't want to talk about, and that's death. So you would think that this comedy special takes a turn and loses its comedy. Don't fear. It's quite funny, but it's also incredibly touching. And Rachel Bloom has written, again, original music for this special. And it turns out that her writing partner recently passed away. So there's part of this. She talks quite a bit about the pandemic. It's so smart. It's so original. And you've got to see this. And the by the way, the name of the special is Death, Let Me Do My Special. So it's on Netflix and it just premiered this week. And we've been wondering where your crazy ex-girlfriend has been. Well, she's back. And Rachel Bloom, I missed her terribly. And she's so talented. Check this one out.
Okay. So, George, before we go, we are fast approaching Halloween.
Yep.
So you have some picks for what to watch if you want a scarier holiday movie.
Now, I have to admit that I get scared very easily. So mine are more funny or family friendly.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
I do. By the way, I want to remind our listeners that the all-time Halloween special, which is to say it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Remember,
yes.
Apple Plus has exclusive rights to that. But Apple Plus is offering It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown as a free stream to non-subscribers this weekend, October 19th and 20th. You can actually open up the app without it requiring you to join or anything like that. You can actually stream that if you'd like to this weekend. Otherwise, that's where that is it's on Apple Plus. But here is a real life special that's coming up to Idaho Public Television. And it is part of the series Secrets of the Dead. And this episode is called Field of Vampires. And it turns out, and this is all true, it's a documentary. In 2022, a female skeleton dating back to 1650 was found buried with a sickle across her neck and a giant padlock on her toe, a double protection to keep her from rising from the dead. So historians say, and all the evidence pointed to her being buried as a vampire. And it turned out that she wasn't alone in this gravesite with more than 50 deviant burials all around her. Now, public television hasn't offered too much for us to share, but here's a very brief listen to the trailer.
On Secrets of the Dead, a woman's grave found in disturbing condition. Why was she buried so strangely?
She was the archetypal target for accusations of being a vampire.
Field of Vampires on Secrets of the Dead.
It's going to be on Idaho Public Television, October 30th, the day before Halloween. Again, it's Secrets of the Dead, Field of Vampires. And you follow these archaeologists as they go across Eastern and Central and Western Europe and even the United States and find, well, quote unquote, people who were believed to be vampires in our, in our burial sites. So check that one out. That one's for real. But here's something a little more fun. Do you remember the movie Sing, the animated film Sing? Loved Sing. It was a huge hit.
Good.
And then Sing 2, right? Well, there is a special Halloween Sing thriller that has just dropped. And so if you remember, and it includes, by the way, all the originals. So the voices of Scarlett Johansson and Taron Egerton and Matthew McConaughey, and they're all singing in this. So if you remember, they were animals, right? Singing animals, very talented singing animals in this theater. And in this, and it's a short film. You can burn through this in about 12 minutes. So they put on a little production based on Michael Jackson's Thriller. Right. But it turns out that the crew realizes that a mysterious ooze has transformed the attendees into dancing freaks. So actually, it's exactly like Michael Jackson's Thriller, and they all break into song. So let's bring it up here. And even though it's animated, they've got the moves, but they sure have the sound, too. Can't wait to get this soundtrack. Let's listen.
Thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast of self-destruct. You know it's
So you forget how great their singing voices are. And it's a special Halloween short film from Sing and the original cast of Sing. And, of course, when it came out originally in 2016, it made something like $600 million at the box office. And again, it's all of the originals, and you can stream it now. It just dropped yesterday on Netflix.
Well, as always, George, such a thrill to have you join us. We've been speaking with our resident movie critic, George Prentice, who, of course, spends his spare time hosting Morning Edition, about what to watch this weekend. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.